six that eats up here.
Want to be known in Memphis rap.
Bob, we're on if you're.
Yeah, I'm ready. Good, ready to go?
I think we'll make a put in the swimming pool.
We'll call the meeting to order. The first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
No changes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 28th, 2006 meeting.
Chairman, I've had no reports of any changes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of September 28th, 2006 as circulated.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 28th, 2006 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for us to conduct our public hearings. For those of you who are not frequent attenders at our planning and zoning meetings, our council has some wise words of wisdom regarding our conduct and yours, and I would appreciate if you would give him your undivided attention.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicants and its witnesses at any time. Following the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you.